Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1156, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachas of Shinai Makim. And in our writing, it's up to the shir number 308. Okay, now, in reference to sucking on a candy, the question comes up all the time. Somebody's sucking on a candy, sucking on a mint, and they have it in their mouth, and now they want to leave. And it's not a case in time whereby they put it in right before they left the house, but they want to, they're sucking on a candy and, something comes up and decide, you know what, I gotta go out, but they're still sucking on the same candy. Would that be a problem? So there is actually a Chazon Ish, who wants to say one could possibly, should really make a bracha when they get outside, but most of the poskim do say, Lamaisa, that if the candy, somebody, the Rav Moshe for sure and others, somebody sucking on a candy and they're going outside, sucking on a mint. So even though they sort of change their mind, they change locations, and it's a real change, a real shinoi makom, but the fact that they are continuously sucking on the candy, sucking on the mint, so it would not be a problem. So, I mean, lemaisa, if somebody wants to be machmir, you know, 100%, the best way to go about it, to cover all angles, to cover all shitos, would be to, right before they go out, right, a person knows, if a person knows they have to go out, so right before they go out, to take the candy or mint in their mouth, you know, make a shakel, and have a mind to continue going out, walking, driving, whatever it is they will be doing, but to do it right before they go out, and have a mind, which is basically holchei drachim, the concept of holchei drachim, that would cover all shitos, all grounds, but definitely, if somebody, you know, has the candy in their mouth and they decide to go outside, one would still not need a bracha according to most paiskim, and that is the way to go. Now, if somebody, let's say they have a mind, well, you know what, I want to cover all the shittas, which is a nice thing to do. And like right before I go out, I'll take the candy in my mouth, I'll take the mint in my mouth, make a bracha. And then I'll go out and again, falling under the concept of holchei drachim. And let's say case in time, a person goes out and they realize, you know, I already have the candy in my mouth. They forgot to do that, or they already had it in their mouth, whatever, they weren't paying attention. So bottom line is, obviously, we understand that one would not remake the bracha. And I mean, worst case scenario, it's for sure, suffik brachas lahakol over there, even according to the machmirim, one would not make, according to everybody, but I'm saying even according to, there's no way, you can't be machmir in this case because of the fact that it's a real, real suffik brachas lahakol. So just to sum up real quickly, again, candy, mint, these type of things, but one has in their mouth, you want to cover all grounds, make the bracha right before you leave. But if somebody didn't, the candy or mint, or whatever it is, that even it could be possibly even a lollipop, whatever the case, what a person might have in their mouth, and they go out, these type of candies and mints, so they would not have to make, according to most places, could not have to make another bracha. Now, in reference to eating or drinking, that is a little bit different. Again, shahakol who eats or hadama. And they're eating or drinking in the house, now they decide to go outside. So one could ask, well, what about, I'm going to hold on to my, I have an apple, right? And I take a piece of the apple, then I'm going to now walk outside. Or I have a coffee, I'll go outside. But I'm going to continuously holding on to this item, holding on to the apple, holding on to the coffee, whatever the case might be. So one has to know that lemaisa, just the fact that one holds on to it, it would not help. That's an important thing to keep in mind, that if one, with the candy and the mint, that's a separate thing because of the fact that it's already in one's mouth. But over here, if somebody just holds on, well, I'll hold the coffee as I go out, then we're not talking about holchei drachim. That's a different thing, which again, we're going to talk about. There is such a concept. Like we said, somebody wants to start drinking water, somebody wants to start drinking coffee right before they go outside, right? Or they're getting ready to go outside. In conjunction, we'll see how that works. So now they make the shahakal right before they go outside, and then they'll be walking, they'll be driving, so that there is a concept holchei drachim that would help. But we're talking about a case in time where somebody is drinking, eating, or whatever, shahakalu eats or hadama, they're sitting at the table, and then you know what, they decide they're going to go outside. So now that's a question of shirim makom, to the fact that they actually hold on to the coffee, hold on to the apple, hold on to whatever it is, the bag of popcorn or whatever it is that a person's eating, it would not make a difference. So it's an important thing to keep in mind that if they decide in the middle they would like to go outside, even though one is still holding on to the food or the cup or the drink, as they go outside, it would not help. Now, the food that's in their mouth, they don't have to take out, right? Let's say one has still food in their mouth or whatever it is, they go outside, as they're walking outside, something is still in their mouth. Not the candy or mint, let's say a piece of the apple or a drink, obviously is a little bit different, but a person's chewing on something, you know, which potato chip or popcorn or something like that, right? Or a piece of apple, orange, whatever. So that food that's in one's mouth, they would be able to go outside. It's just a continuous eating. There is, we've mentioned in the past, there is a shita of Rav Moshe, which we'll try and talk about, that if you're continuously eating, Teichadei Dibur, which is a very short amount of time, we've spoken a little bit about it in the past, which is basically between 1 second to a second and a half, without stopping at all. They keep on munching, you know, taking a bite in that time frame. Lefira Moshe, that would help. But it's a very, very hard thing to do, because if you go 3-4 seconds in between, you already lost it. So we'll put that on the side for now. But the fact that somebody is holding on to the food itself and not what is in their mouth. Like we said, what's in your mouth, you don't have to take out and make a good bracha. That's not a problem. But the fact that you're holding on to the food that you want to now put into your mouth, that itself, the holding on to it, would not help. It's only over there by candy, mint, or so on, or any other food that might be already in the mouth that they're just swallowing down, or whatever the case might be, from before, as they finish. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha v'racha kol tuv.